We will enhance CDC's traditional and proven approach to disease surveillance by analyzing information sooner that is being collected across the country. What we'll be able to do is we'll be able to get information coming in from hospitals, pharmacies, clinics, and so on across America on a daily basis. This also will be set up so that it will protect patients' identification. This new biosurveillance initiative will look at information from those hospitals, from pharmacy sales, nurse call-in lines, and various other avenues that haven't traditionally been available to public health officials, and be able to help us detect disease patterns and be able to prepare an appropriate defense. If we see a spike in regards to an infectious disease in a particular area of the country, we will then be able to advance that information very quickly to Homeland Security and develop a way to respond. For example, if there's an unusual number of drug purchases in Boston, Massachusetts, for a particular disease, we will be better able to analyze what is happening and why. This new surveillance system will complement the existing efforts and better help us harness all of the information that is out there and be able to put it to better use. Additionally, this initiative will improve border operations by extending border health and public health quarantine stations from 8 to 25 at selected points of entry, including airports.